At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with the 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studio.
We'll do it live.
And we want you to keep it locked right here. For the next 3 hours.
Not two.
Fox Sports Radio. That's right. Not one, not two, but three. Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or Sirius XM Channel 83. However you may be listening, you won't be sorry. There's so much to get into. Baseball. Yes, baseball. Football, of course, and hoop. And we're going to discuss it all with my partner, Rob Parker. What's up, man? How are you?
I'm doing great on this TV theme song Thursday. What's happening? Breaking news all over the place. Yes.
There is breaking news all over.
Breaking news.
We're going to get to
that. And we will definitely start off on that. How about the day? How's everything there? Is it
all
freezing
is well.
Cold?
No, it actually was a nice day, Rob. It was
nice,
a really nice day today. I didn't spend too much time outside, but the little bit I did, it was very comfortable.
Very nice.
It was a good day.
Yes.
All right. You?
Very good. Just some errands today. You know, the holidays are coming. I'm filling in for Dan Patrick next Friday, the day after Thanksgiving. I'll be here for the Odd Couple on Thanksgiving night and the day after Thanksgiving. How about you, Alex? Will you be here?
Rob, there's always one thing certain. It's that I'm sitting here with you kicking ass on a Thanksgiving day.
That's right. And Steve DeSager,
you
probably
will be here,
right?
On Thanksgiving Day?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. Enjoy. So we'll be the Odd Couple continues. If you're driving around or leaving your people's house filled with what's that stuff, Chris? You have turkey. Once you eat the turkey? No. Tryptophan or whatever that makes you sleep.
Tryptophan,
whatever it is.
The itis.
Alex, you know that when you have that seaweed after Thanksgiving, you're feeling tired, sleepy.
You know, if you put some cranberry on it, Rob Park, I might be asleep on the show.
Can you eat cranberry sauce?
Why not?
Oh, I'm just saying, I don't know what you can eat. Yams? Can you eat yams?
I can eat yams.
No, not with yams.
It's
but
got that sugar?
Not the yams we talking about, right?
Well, yeah, probably not your
no
yams.
No sugar,
TV.
No cinnamon, no marshmallows.
Yeah, you know, black people yams. I mean, hey, Alex, it's good
black
stuff, but it's bad for us.
Black people's yams have lost all the nutritional value.
Yes, I don't know about
you
that.
Know, we load it up
it's
with
like
sugar.
Cake.
Yes. But you know what?
It's delicious.
Chris, you know that yams are so good.
Oh, yeah.
And then next week, it's a week from today, Chris, and then the sweet potato pie. Black people love sweet potato pie. There's nothing better than it. I'm telling you, no
Rob
pumpkin
G
pie.
To be like racist.
What? Racist. Is it racist?
I like pumpkin pie, too, though.
Do you really, Chris?
Yeah.
I think that's the white part of you.
We sweet potato pie more, but I do like pumpkin. Have you ever had pumpkin pie?
Disgusting. It's the most disgusting thing I've ever had.
Wow.
It's not quite as good as sweet potato, but it's good.
By mistake, I thought it was sweet potato, Chris, and I'd spit it out. I was like, what is this?
Oh, you got to get some whipped cream on it, though. But anyway.
See, you're covering up the taste. Whatever you say, that's like Rob G covering up his wife's cooking with the ranch dressing.
Right. He needs to find something better than ranch dressing, too, to cover it up, so. But anyway, let's get into it. We got DJ Alex Teicher, as you can hear, on the ones and twos. And is Teicher's Tower of Trivia tonight?
Yes.
I believe so.
All right. That's always
we're trying
fun.
To get our download numbers up. So
I'm just here for you guys.
Super producer Rob G in full effect. And on the updates, our man, that's right, the loquacious Brian Finley. All right, Rob, let's get to it. Break. Are we doing the big breaking
Where's
news
our
thing?
Breaking news? No, the other one.
No, I want the real. Let's get Finley on here. Break the news. Brian Finley.
Here we go.
There we go.
Breaking news from Fox Sports.
Like this was any surprise, guys. The MVP.
Well, it was to Rob.
Was it really, Rob? Did you vote
on
this?
Yeah, he thought it was going to be
No, I did not, Chris.
Else.
Not after he stumbled the last 10 days of the season, but... But before that, when he had a chance to be a Vlad Jr., a Triple Crown winner, I thought that there would be a race. But obviously, he faded at the end. But go ahead, Brian Finley. Break the news.
Yeah, that he is Shohei Ohtani. He takes home the AL MVP award by unanimous decision. And as I send it back to you, Chris and Rob, what's it about the Angels? They win all these awards, but they can't win any games.
No, you're right. And look,
you know what it's called? It's called pitching. It's called pitching. And if you don't have pitching, it's going to be hard for you to win.
It's hard to – you can't dominate. One player can't dominate baseball like they can basketball. And even to a lesser extent, football. But go ahead, Rob. I know you want to say something. You want to show Shohei some love.
No, of course. And you know what? When you look at his season and – what he was able to accomplish doing something we hadn't seen since Babe Ruth. I want to say this, Chris. I'm going to go a little off the beaten path. I'm going to sit here. Yes. And I'm going to admit that I was wrong. And not about him winning.
Alex, save that drop.
I
was wrong.
You
need it about 7 times a day. Seven times per show.
And not about Shohei Ohtani winning the MVP, because I knew he would. wants Vlad, and I said the only way he wouldn't is if Vlad had the triple crown. Okay, so I wasn't wrong about that. Even but then, what I was wrong about was that when a player comes from abroad, we've seen players, Ichiro, Hideki Matsui, you know, who had good careers, good. Chris, right? Really good. Hideki won a World Series MVP with the Yankees in 2009. Godzilla hit those monster home runs at Yankee Stadium. People loved him. Ichiro was unbelievable with the Mariners, and then he bounced around at the end of his career a couple teams. He was tremendous. But it isn't often that guys really live all the way up to their potential. Like when Ohtani got here, Chris, injuries, oh, you know, a flash in the pan. He pitched a few games. Oh, he can't complete them. He looked okay in the beginning. You remember? If you remember, people were ripping on him. He couldn't touch the ball. Remember, he had problems even hitting when he first came over and he had to make an adjustment. Right. So nobody really knew how good he was going to be and whether all the clamor for him and all the talk about him, he'd ever fill those shoes and live up to it. But I'm here to say there's no doubt about it that the scouts were right. Everybody who saw him, the Angels who poured in all this money, Chris, you remember a lot of teams poured in a lot of money just for the right to sign him. He picked the Angels, and you know what? He lived up to it. He's something that not often do players ever really reach their full potential. And not that his career is anything close from being over, but he did it. And a unanimous MVP in the American League says a lot about what Ohtani is, what he was, and what he will be moving forward. This dude is a bona fide star who has separated himself. I know other guys have won and had seasons with higher wars, maybe, Chris, or, you know, better wars in baseball. Mike Trout was a unanimous MVP in 2013 to 2014, not that long ago, so it's not like it's never been done. But Ohtani lived up to the billing, and he was must-see TV if you got a chance to watch him. I know nights when he was pitching, I would make sure that I watched if he was on the mound because he pitched and I got to see him get three at-bats. So I'm going to say I was wrong that he lived up to all the hype and it doesn't normally happen. I was wrong.
Well, I'm going to take it a step further in your praise of Shohei, and I'm going to say this, Rob Parker. All things considered, this was the best individual season in Major League Baseball history. This is the now, he didn't just hit and pitch. He did both at an extremely high level. He did both at a star level. He hit at a superstar level. 46 homers. What was that? Second in the league, Rob G? Get that.
Was it second in the league to Vlad Jr.? Didn't Vlad Jr. have more?
I'm not sure. So second in the league to Vlad. How many Vlad Jr. have? 47? So 46 homers. For some context, Rob, you know how many seasons Hank Aaron, the home run king next to Barry Bonds, how many seasons Hank Aaron had when he hit more than 46 home runs?
I would say he never hit 50, so I say Hank Aaron hit once.
You're right. One
Chris,
season.
It's unbelievable.
Where he had more than 46 home runs. So this guy hit 46 home runs. Barry Bonds only had four seasons where he hit more than
Everybody thinks that Barry Bonds hit like 60 home runs every year after the juice, you know, stuff.
He didn't. He only hit 50 other than the one time.
The 73, Chris, is the only time he ever hit over 50.
So think of someone doing that and then at the same time pitching with going 9-2 on the mound and having a 3.18 ERA. This is the equivalent of somebody in the NFL playing quarterback at the all-pro level. All-pro level, and then playing linebacker at a Pro Bowl level. So you're a superstar quarterback. I'd say he's a superstar hitter with 46 homers. Bunch of RBI and led the league in triples. And then I'd say he was a star-level pitcher. So you're a superstar quarterback, star-level linebacker. That would be the best thing we've ever seen. And so I'm saying it, Rob Parker, and some people say they didn't even make the playoffs. In baseball, it's different. Barry Bonds never won a World Series, and he's the best thing I ever saw in baseball. And so baseball, one player just can't affect the game as much. So I'm saying it, Rob. This was the best individual season because he went both ways, so to speak, that we've ever seen.
Not that there's anything wrong with that, but, you know, that's another story.
Seinfeld reference for you youngsters.
That's a Seinfeld, right. Even Chris got that from Seinfeld. Very
good, remember
Chris.
Seeing that.
Remember that episode, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You know what? That's good hyperbole, Chris. It's hard for me to buy in. I get what he did. I think you're giving him a little more juice. It's for his pitching. I think he's like a number
Nine
three starter.
3.1,
yeah,
Rob.
That's not 20 ERA.
That's a better ERA than Garrett Cole had this year.
Yeah, but he didn't have enough innings. You know what I mean?
I get it. He only had 130, but that ain't 50.
No, I get it, but it's still like when you say that there's you know the other part of it, like he's not an ace pitcher, and I'm not knocking him. I don't want to be here and feel like I'm knocking him. He's not your number.
He could be an ace?
He's not your number one starter. No, I don't believe that. I think that
3.1, Rob.
A 2 or 3. Well, I have to see
that's
him pitch more.
That's a heck of
more.
An ERA.
I have to see him pitch more.
And you know 130 innings is a legit. Don't you think that's a legitimate sample size? 130?
How many starts did he have?
Well, he went 9-2.
Right. How many starts,
I don't know
Rob
exactly
G?
How many.
Can you look at the starts?
I'll look it up.
Because a pitcher normally, a starting pitcher, Chris, might make 35 starts in a season. Right? That's what your ace pitches 35 times. What did he pitch? 20? 21?
We'll get it in a
minute.
Yeah.
All right. I'm just.
He started 23 games.
I'm just saying 35 is like your ace. And I'm not knocking him. I don't want to sound like that today on his day that he deserves and all the people who
he
had
threw
a vote.
More innings than Jacob DeGrom by far.
Well, we know that because Jacob was hurt, like, Chris, and he didn't pitch that much.
We love Jacob
so.
DeGrom.
Right. It's an incredible season for him. And you see they went out and got Syndergaard. You saw that, Chris, from the Mets.
Yep.
So they That's understand with Trout coming back, healthy, Ohtani, they got to get pitching. So they might make a play. I'm going to say it right now. They might make a play for Max Scherzer. Just remember that. Like make a real – you know, he's already in L.A.
He's already in L.A.
Move him down to Anaheim, right?
Yep.
And pay him what he wants. Add to those guys you got. You got to have pitching. You can't waste Ohtani. You can't waste Trout.
All right. So is it the best season ever or not?
No, it's not.
And what's better?
Barry Bonds' year where he had an 11 war. And you could poo-poo it because of all I know
so
is all his
stats.
So
all of a sudden you're in the war.
No, I'm
I've
just
never
saying,
ever heard you reference war before.
No, but I'm saying it's just a barometer that the young kids use. I would say that season anyway, walked like 225 times. Chris, you remember the year.
Oh,
it's
was,
incredible.
It was,
he batted
never,
three
yeah.
He batted 350. He hit 73 home runs. He had 100 more than 100 RBIs, more 100 walk, 200 walks. It was the most unbelievable season I'd ever seen.
It was incredible. I give you that. It was the best year I've ever seen at the plate. And many people, I mean, that's obviously, many people have had better seasons hitting the ball than Shohei
right.
and pitching than Shohei.
Right.
But the fact, Rob, that he did both, I mean, again, picture Aaron Rodgers being like, you know.
A quarterback and a linebacker.
Micah
right.
Parsons
right.
as a linebacker. I mean, sir, you know, like, how can that not be the best ever? But. All right, we're going to throw it out to you guys. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Was this the best season, individual season in MLB history by Shohei Ohtani the unanimous American League MVP. Your turn to weigh in with Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week. Explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Guys, I need you all to listen up for this huge announcement. I have been tracking the leaderboards every day, keeping my eye on the scores, putting all of my heart into it, and I'm super pumped to announce I'm finally on top. That's right. Obviously, I'm talking about the hit mobile game Monopoly Go. You've probably heard of it. It's been downloaded over 150 million times. It's a great mobile twist on classic Monopoly. You can play anywhere, anytime. You explore hundreds of Monopoly boards from Las Vegas to Camelot to the moon, all while raking in a huge fortune. Charge rent on the iconic properties just like classic Monopoly. You can charge your friends rent on your iconic properties or go after their Monopoly money by pulling bank heists and taking wrecking balls to their landmark. But my favorite part is the leaderboards, where you can see who's a Monopoly tycoon and who's going bankrupt. So go get yourself on the charts. Download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store and Google Play.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Michelin tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Michelin test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. All right. It is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. Rob Parker, apparently a fan of Spider-Man. You should see him.
I used to watch this after school, Chris, when I came home from school. It used to come on about 4:30 in the afternoon when I was in elementary school or junior high school, you know, so.
Yeah, I wasn't really into Spider-Man. I mean, he's fine.
You like Superman better.
I like the adult movies. Well, I like Batman the most and then Superman. And Spider-Man was all right. But all right, we got Darius Butler, the NFL, former NFL defensive back, now co-host of the Man to Man podcast. He'll join us in a few minutes. But first, we got to let you know that if you're dealing with a dead battery, there's one place to go, AutoZone. It's America's number one battery destination. They offer free battery services like free battery testing and charging. So next time you're having battery trouble, head on over to the Zone. AutoZone is your battery solution and America's number one battery destination. We are live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And here's the question. Shohei Ohtani was just named unanimous MVP of the American League, as I said he would be, and as Rob said he wouldn't be. Was this the best individual season in Major League Baseball history? I say it was. Rob says it wasn't. What say you?
All right, let's kick it off with Thomas in the Bay Area. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports
right,
Radio. What's
on,
up, Thomas?
How you doing?
Doing
what
good,
up, man?
You?
Good. I'm good. So I want to say this. I'm 32 years old. I was 12 years old when Barry Bonds hit 73 home runs. Not only did the man hit the home runs, he hit for average. People were scared to pitch to him. People flocked to the stadiums to see him. They were out in the water in McCovey Cove just trying to catch a home run ball. Yeah, Shohei can pitch, but you know, I think he benefited from being overseas where they allow guys to pitch and hit and develop. Where here, they specialize in one or the other. Thanks, guys.
How many guys have come over here and done it?
No, he
and to be honest, are there a lot of guys over there doing it? I doubt
no,
it.
No, because here in America, they specialize in one
no,
of the
No, I'm
other.
Talking about, but still, I mean, if there were other guys from Japan capable of doing this, they could be over here
trying
to do it.
Well, it'll be interesting to see going forward now, as you talked about, Chris, earlier, not today, but we've talked, that, you know, maybe some of these kids who have gotten caught up in specializing, you know, like
yep.
like we didn't grow up like that. Like you played, if you were the best player on the team, Chris, you played shortstop when you weren't pitching, and then you would pitch every, you know what I mean?
Right.
When it was
right.
your turn. You didn't only pitch or only play shortstop. It's unheard of. But
no
that's
doubt.
The way kids are trained today. That's why there's so many shoulder injuries with kids. They've pitched way, way too much. You know what I mean?
Yep, I agree. I mean, so what you're saying is will this – I don't think it'll become a trend, but will we see more guys do this?
Well, we did have – we had Ben Verlander, who's an analyst for FoxSports.com on the podcast, Inside the Parker, which, of course, you can still download and subscribe.
I never miss Inside the Parker.
That's right. Even in the off season, we still got you. But he said that we'll never see another Ohtani. He says
really?
The minors, they don't let you do both, that they don't allow it. And I just wonder, because he said that he played both ways for a half a season before they made him switch to just being a pitcher. That was
in
Ben Verlander.
Yeah. Could he hit?
Probably not
well
enough, you know, because right. if he could hit, they want to stick in the lineup. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So probably wasn't a good enough hitter. But I don't know, Chris.
Madison Bumgarner, he could hit. I mean, you know, like for a pitcher, he could hit.
Yeah, no, he was a good hitter. He's a good hitter for a pitcher. No, there's no doubt about it. There's some other guys. So we'll see
I
as
think,
we go
Rob,
forward.
I think there are definitely guys I mean, just some of the great athletes in America. Don't you think there are guys that could do it? I'm not saying a lot, but it's not uncommon, or at least when we were coming up, it wasn't uncommon for, at the high school level, a great pitcher and to be a great hitter or vice versa.
But think about this, Chris,
and
from
then
this
they
standpoint.
Just change you at the next level.
But we don't see the Deion Sanders anymore, the Bo Jacksons. We don't see those guys like Dozier.
Remember, playing various sports, right.
Brian Dozier, was it Brian or Brian
well,
Jordan?
It's interesting because.
You know what I mean? Think about
you
that era. You don't see that anymore.
Guys. I mean, Russell Wilson, you know.
No, he
Kyler
played
Murray.
Baseball, right. Kyler Murray.
So you got guys that potentially could try to do that. But
how come we don't see that anymore? Those guys were, I mean, when Bo was doing it. And,
yeah.
And
you know
Deion.
Why. They're at the young ages, they're making you specialize in a sport, you know?
And you got to
pick
a sport and a position.
Yeah, there are a handful of guys that might play two or three sports. But for the most part, they're playing one or two at the most. And
no, you're right.
It's unfortunate because you're missing out on some great athletes. And to your point, I think that is a big reason guys are getting hurt, Rob. We have former players say that all the time. You got to let your muscles rest and then work other muscles.
Right, because you work different muscles playing baseball than you do playing football or playing basketball. They're different muscles and you're different movements.
Yep, absolutely. So, all right, we got Darius Butler joining us in a moment. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
We are live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. Our next guest is a former NFL defensive back. Now joining us in the media, he's the co-host of the Man to Man podcast. We welcome in Darius Butler. Darius, how are you?
What's happening?
I'm great, fellas. How y'all doing?
Man,
we are
great.
Good, man. We are good. Now I want to ask you this, because who was Jason Garrett came out and said that Tom Brady is by far the greatest football player ever. And we get the accolades, we get the accomplishments.
He might be the greatest, most accomplished quarterback, but this is where we just can't.
Well, and I think he's the best quarterback.
I think he's the most accomplished. Say that. I think he's the most accomplished.
Team sports ever.
Let me ask you this, though, because you were a football player. I'm beginning to think of quarterbacks, particularly with the new rules, like pitchers. I mean, really, like, he's the greatest quarterback, but is he really the greatest football player? Like, I would never say a pitcher's the greatest baseball player, no matter how great he is, and I'm starting to feel that same way about these quarterbacks.
I mean, if you ask most people what's the hardest position to play in team sports, they'll tell you it's quarterback. So, I mean,
I agree with that.
He's done that at the highest level. I mean, he's got more championships than any other franchise. And we know how long franchises have been around. This guy's been to 10 Super Bowls. He's won 7. I've had this debate with plenty of friends. But in my eyes, it's not even a real debate. Like, you can't even argue that. Like, 7 Super Bowl championships?
Yeah, but I think that's too easy. I'll push back on you.
I do think he's the GOAT QB.
I'll push back.
He's 44 right now, and he's one of the betting favorites to be the MVP. 44.
Yeah, but the point is, you can't touch the quarterback. It allows him to play at an older age. Warren Moon played till he was 43 or 44.
Yeah,
in a
but
totally
he wasn't,
different
he wasn't
era.
Any good.
I know. And the other thing is, you know, you just pile up the Super Bowls. How about the one against the Rams where he didn't throw a touchdown? Or how about the one where he fumbled the ball to the Raiders and they? I could go on and on and on.
How about the one against the Eagles where he didn't punt and still lost? I mean, that's four. It happens. You have great games. You have
okay.
He didn't win every Super Bowl. Like, oh my God, it was all about Tom Brady. He had top five defenses. He had defenses that made plays. Shut him out in the second half.
Brady, I mean, hater number one.
No, I'm not a hater. You know what
Parker
I am?
Was legitimately
I'm a 35
upset.
Year reporter, and
he
I just don't buy into it.
Legitimately upset when Max Kellerman was named Tom Brady hater number one. So that's who you're talking about. I'm just letting you know.
I just thought they cheated me in Boston. All right, let's move on. We'll be here all day. Let me ask you about the AB story. I guess the Bucks are now saying that they have proof or whatever. If it were true that he had a fake ID, a fake vaccination, walking around the locker room with other players and, you know, not people not knowing, I mean, how much would you frown upon people who are just not being honest with their status?
That's a tough question. To be honest, my personal answer is I wouldn't care if I was in the locker room with him. That's just my personal answer. Some people probably would.
So if you had a parent or a kid that maybe had their immune system compromised, it wouldn't matter to you. You wouldn't care about who's vaccinated.
Not because when we take off the mask, like, we're going to be out there in the football field together anyway. Like, guys, those guys who aren't vaccinated, you know, they're getting tested. It's just so many parts to it that if I'm going to be worried about it to that level, I'm going to live my life completely different. I'm not going to depend on everybody in here being honest, because I also know, as an athlete and in other work, this is something going on around the country. I know we talk about it because of Antonio Brown, but I know somebody at a huge other company who are dealing with these same things. And this is what people are doing when you're in a situation where you have to choose to get something that most people don't want to get, but if you put their livelihood in front of them, and that's the choice they have to make. So people are going to be dishonest about it at this point. But in the locker room playing football, would I be concerned if A-Rod or somebody else was not forthright about their status, vaccination status? No, I mean, because we got guys vaccinated, catching it, passing on. We've seen the Saints go games.
So you don't mind if a guy lies to you? I get the freedom of choice, but if they're asking you to follow certain protocol, all you got to do is be honest, okay? Like Kirk Cousins was honest, Lamar Jackson was honest. So being dishonest is okay with you? Yeah. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I get it, but I mean, I live in the real world. I don't expect people to be honest with me. Like, I'm around, like, every head coach, every politician, every CEO I get and see talk in front of a mic, I don't believe a word they're saying. That's just me. I'm 35 years old, and the experience that I've had, that's what it's taught me. But if you put it to, you know, lying and telling the truth, you know, yeah, you want guys to be honest. But Kirk Cousins, Lamar Jackson, Cam Newton, you name it, those guys are drugged through the mud as well. And I understand how guys are put in these positions.
Like, Lamar Jackson wasn't drugged through the mud. When was he drugged through the mud?
I don't know how your timeline looked, but when it came
Chris,
out.
Chris, was he drugged through the mud?
Around August?
Yeah, I think, and here's what Aaron Rodgers, this is why it didn't make sense to me for Aaron Rodgers. For about a day or two,
I mean,
anybody that wasn't vaccinated
works,
was crushed. But it ended quickly. So, yeah, initially you get, you know, criticized, but that's it. It was quick, so you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, it's a touchy subject, and guys, you know, they're going to make their choices, and you just got to make the choice. If you make the choice in that locker room to get vaccinated, you're making that choice because you believe that's going to be protecting you and your family and other people. So, it's a touchy subject.
Let me ask you this, and you were a defensive back. There's a lot of talk that the cover two is the blueprint for Patrick Mahomes, and you're starting to see it, like people doing it against the Chargers too, right?
Yeah.
Do you think, I mean, first of all, if indeed it is, why in the world did it take 3 years to figure it out? But what are your thoughts on that? I mean, obviously he's still going to have good games, but do you think this really is a kryptonite for him?
Yeah, it's not as simple as just, you know, dropping back and playing cover two. It's, you know, teams have been obviously – I think it's more so just essentially double team and Steph or making somebody else beat you, because Tyreek Hill is like, you know, Steph Curry in the NFL. Like, he changes the entire dynamic of the offense. So – defenses are coming out and saying, hey, let's stop 10 from killing us quickly, make 87 beat us underneath, and then make a third option beat us, either that's a running game or just a third reliable receiver option that can get open. And none of those things were happening. So once you took away 10, the entire offense changed. But as long as Mahomes is taking what the defense is giving to him, and whether you're running cover 2, 4, 3, every defense has a weakness. So you continue to see these looks. Andy Reid, Eric Bieniemy, Patrick Mahomes will adjust. And then defenses have to adjust again. But I think the Chiefs will be fine. But it's definitely not as simple as just saying, hey, let me just click this on Madden. Let me just run cover two every time.
Right.
And we'll stop these guys. Like, no, you got to, A, have the personnel, to, okay, we're only going to be sending four guys after him. So, and then you have to be able to manipulate, you know, coverages, rotate late and do all these different things. So it's a lot that goes into it, but teams have done it early. But I think the Chiefs, I mean, they're going to get hot late in the season. That's not a doubt.
So quickly, there's one word answer before you go. Who's your pick to win the Super Bowl right now?
Ooh, I'm going to go Bucks.
Okay, Super Bowl number Buccaneers.
Tom Brady.
All right, that's our man, Darius.
The president of the Tom Brady fan club. Thanks for joining us.
I'm just a realist, man. I'm just a realist.
Hey, I ain't mad at you, man. All right, good stuff, Darius. We appreciate you. We'll get you on again, man.
All right, appreciate
you. I hope Brady cheated you out of Super Bowls when you played. That's all I'm going to say.
Deflategate.
All right, there's a premature coordination going on in the NFL, or so says Rob Parker. We'll get into that next. iCouple, Fox Sports Radio.
Did I do that?
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Guys, I need you all to listen up for this huge announcement. I have been tracking the leaderboards every day, keeping my eye on the scores, putting all of my heart into it, and I'm super pumped to announce I'm finally on top. That's right. Obviously, I'm talking about the hit mobile game Monopoly Go. You've probably heard of it. It's been downloaded over 150 million times. It's a great mobile twist on classic Monopoly. You can play anywhere, anytime. You explore hundreds of Monopoly boards from Las Vegas to Camelot to the moon, all while raking in a huge fortune. Charge rent on the iconic properties just like classic Monopoly. You can charge your friends rent on your iconic properties or go after their Monopoly money by pulling bank heists and taking wrecking balls to their landmark. But my favorite part is the leaderboards where you can see who's a Monopoly tycoon and who's going bankrupt. So go get yourself on the charts. Download Monopoly Go now free on the App Store and Google Play.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Goodyear tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Goodyear test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, it is the iCouple, and say it, I spoke it into existence. I said Batman was my favorite superhero, and DJ Alex Teicher gives me the beat.
Alex, can you do this? Since one day we had, you remember, Alex, we had all black shows, we had all cartoons, we had all game shows. Yeah.
When did we do all black shows?
I think you were off.
You were. Right?
Chris, you were off.
How y'all gonna do all black shows without me?
Well we need to know light skins, right, Rob?
That's black exactly. As I am.
He's, you know, he's mixed because me and Rob he's from the war.
I don't know any white relatives going way back. No,
you just don't know them. Right.
I don't know any white relatives. Never ever met a white relative.
No, they were living in the big house, and that's why you didn't know them. But my point, Alex, is, can we do all superheroes.
You already caught on to what I'm doing, Rob.
All superheroes, Chris.
Yes, sir.
That's
TV
today?
Shows. Yeah, that's what
is that today?
I like that.
What
yeah.
was the first one?
No, Spider-Man.
Oh, so you told him that beforehand.
No, I just did it.
I didn't.
Oh, you just
did it.
Okay, so today.
It's called
awesome.
Talent,
I like that. Okay, I'm
yes,
with you.
Very
hey,
nice.
All right. Well,
all right.
Speaking of talent, Shekel City now.
Shekel City. The home base for Rob Parker's daily picks against the spread.
A rough night last night. 1 out of 3. We had a Lakers.
You say that like it's shocking.
It
like,
doesn't happen every night.
Oh, my gosh.
It's
Rob had a rough
two
night,
out of
really?
Three or 3 for 3, but I had a separate ticket. I did win on that one, but I'm not going to talk about that because that was not Shekel City. But I got a big one, a big announcement for you, okay? Our man, Lamar Mitchell, Chris, Lamar Mitchell has a formula that he looks at where if a team scores more than 92 points in their previous 3 games, they lose.
This is obviously for basketball.
No.
So,
football.
Wait.
In their previous 3 games, 92 total.
Wait, so if they score more than 92 points...
Yep.
In their last 3 games.
Yes. You better get
them. They're going to lose?
Right. So they – or not cover or what – they don't win. They're not going to win your bet. So here it is tonight.
Wow.
Take the Falcons plus the 6.5. Like, the Falcons are awful, Chris, right? They look terrible. They're at home. The Patriots are rolling. They've won 4 in a row. This is where you go pile up money. All the Patriots will win.
Well, Falcons here's the problem,
Rob. Plus 6.5. What?
Who does Lamar work for?
No, I didn't mention that. Okay.
No, but he ain't trying to help you out.
No.
He works
no,
for the
I'm
casino.
Not, no.
Listen to me. I'm interrupting Shekel City. Patriots by 6 tonight.
It's 6.5.
Is it 6.5?
Yes. So you got
well,
to say
pick.
7.
6 points. They going to win by 6.
So all right, then you got to take the Falcons plus the 6.5.
All right. But they winning by 6.
Here are the other 2 games. Spurs plus 2 at the T-Wolves and the Clippers plus 1 at the Grizzlies. I'm not telling you who to bet. I'm just telling you who I bet on. And Shekel City is not sponsored yet by Caesars Sportsbook, but it will be.
All right. We're supposed to clap. All right, Rob. Tonight's game, Mac Jones. Now, look. This is a first guess. I told y'all Patriots going to make the playoffs. Now, it's not guaranteed yet, but I think they're on their way. And Mac Jones was going to be the best quarterback of the rookies. Now, I still think Trevor Lawrence is a better quarterback and will be. But there is no doubt Mac Jones is having the best season of all the rookie quarterbacks. Not only is this team 6-4 and right now in the thick of the playoff hunt, have won 4 straight games, impressively too, but also he leads rookie quarterbacks in everything. Completion percentage, yards per game, yards per attempt, everything. So why, Rob, why like you think he's getting too much love? I mean, nobody's saying he's going to make the Pro Bowl.
Well, the other quarterbacks in the other teams are all in god-awful situations. So there's a lot of other stuff that goes there where he's in a better situation with a better coach, a better defense, so that allows him. That's all. Nobody's
Fair.
Saying he's not a good player, Chris. I'm just saying his success, normally when you get drafted that high and you're, you know, your quarterback, you're usually going to a terrible team.
Well, he was 15th, though.
Okay. I mean, well, but like, still in the top 15. But the other guys who are ahead of him are all on teams that are worse for the most part. I'm talking about they don't have all the other stuff that he has. So it helps.
There's no doubt about that.
That's all I'm saying. You want to talk about his numbers, 13 touchdowns, 7 picks, whatever, fine. He's doing fine. But the team success is not all about him.
No. Not all about him. But they're using him, and obviously we're not saying he's going to be the next Tom Brady. But, Rob, wouldn't you say they're using him like they used Tom Brady early in his career, right? That's what he's doing. Making smart decisions, being a game manager.
Until tonight, that is.
2 hours left. You know what to do. Locke, I ain't even hear him. I'm glad I didn't either.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.